Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Good evening, everybody. Today is January 14th, 2023. My name is Carmen. I hope you had a great week. I'll be your host for tonight. And if you didn't have a great week, you will, because anytime we're together in His name, there He is in our midst. And so we thank you, Lord, for being in our midst and being here with us tonight. We couldn't be in a better place tonight than to be in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be here. We ask you, Father God, that you take control of everything that is said tonight. And anything that is not of you, Lord, let it fall to the ground, Father God. We ask you, Father God, for to bless the PGM family, Prophet Randy and his family, Father God, his wife, Father God. We ask you for that you would protect them and provide for them and bless them abundantly in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do tonight and for all those that are listening in and those that are going to listen in on the show at another time. Lord, we just pray you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's been a long day. Have you ever felt like you're so tired that you just want to cry? That's how I felt today. I was so tired. I was like, oh, I can't do this. But I'm feeling refreshed now that I know that I'm here and we're in God's presence, and that's what better place to be at than in his presence, right? And so I want to talk about something the Lord was sharing with me earlier. And I got so excited. I was seeing it. It was just, and I had to share this with all of you. And it starts in 2 Kings, chapter four, where Elijah and the widow, have an encounter. Actually, there's about four different stories in this chapter. And I found it so interesting because it's talking to you about how God is providing for you now and what he's going to provide for you in the future. And so it's kind of like to prepare you for the end times, which I believe we're already, transitioning into those times, and many don't even realize it. But God is good yesterday, today, and forever. He's good. He is good. And our eyes have to maintain on him. So let me begin with 2 Kings chapter 4. And it says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah. This was a prophet's wife. He cried out to Elijah saying, she cried out to Elijah saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know now that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. She was afraid because in those days, it was important to have males in the family because they were the protectors of the home. And without a husband, a woman was, taken advantage of, things were taken from her. And this woman was fearing. She was a prophet's wife. And so she's reminding the prophet, hey, my husband follows God, and here I am. I'm going to lose my family, my children. So Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. It was bad times. They were poor. The times were rough. And that's like many things, whether you believe that things are going to be rough in the future, look, if you have God, you have everything. You shouldn't fear. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all these vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her. And she poured it out. And mind you, these were in little vessels. In those days, they made it worth it to have vessels to contain whatever they had. Now, it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts and you and your sons live on the rest. So not only did God provide for her needs, he gave her the rest, you know, to pay for the debt and the debts of her children, and the rest she lived off of. So he gave her more than enough, abundantly. So God blessed her. God protected her sons. So there was blessings, there was protection, there was provision. And God did all of that. There was abundance, because the abundance was for the rest of her life. So that's the theme that I've been seeing in this chapter, you know, that when God does that, he's going to cover the blessing, the provision, the abundance, the protection, everything that you need, God's going to provide. All right, so we see that picture with the wife of a prophet. And so the next one is Elijah. He raises the Shulamite's son. Now it happened one day that Elijah went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman. A notable woman in those days, in those days and in our days, it means somebody worthy of important, somebody important. So this woman wasn't any old person. She was either famous or worthy of notice, being noticed. So she was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So in other words, she had money, and so she would give him food. She honored the prophet. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Now look, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, a table and a chair and a lamp, so it will be where whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." In other words, she had a place for him. She was blessing the prophet. So every time he would come into town, he had a place to stay at their house. She knew that there was something, there was a blessing in having a man of God. And we are blessed also to have a man of God, like Prophet Randy, in our lives. And so whenever you get a chance, bless him, because you're going to be blessed because of it. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and laid down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call the Shulamite woman." When he had called her, he stood before him. She stood before him, and he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?'" Well, when I read that, I'm like, to the king, okay. But, you know, there's always parallels on the earth, you know, with the heavenly. So who is the king? The King of Kings, Jesus. So sometimes we come and ask for prayer from godly people, and they could get a hold of the King of Kings or the commander of the army, angels, angels. They can get a hold in prayer and have their prayers send angels to your situation. So she answered, "I dwell among my own people." So he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old." In other words, he wasn't going to produce children because he was too old. So he said, "Call her." When he had called her, he stood in the doorway. Then he said, "About this time next year, you shall embrace a son." Doesn't that sound the same as, doesn't that sound like what happened with Sarah? doesn't it? So they're promising a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your servant. In other words, the hope was so great, I mean, that she didn't want to be messed with. She didn't want to be lied to. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elijah had told her. Doesn't that sound like Sarah, when Sarai was told that she would have a child? She laughed. She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. Some things may make you wonder, I can't believe that this can happen. But you know what? With God, there's nothing impossible. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to the father, my head, my head. So he said to a servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, the place where this man, Elijah, this prophet, was laying. She knew there was something special, and that where he laid, there was an anointing there. There, it oozed with an anointing. She knew there was something there. So she shut the door upon him and went out. Then she called her husband and said, please send me one of your young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back. She didn't even tell him, hey, your son is dead, because he was going to start wailing and bawling and crying over here, you know, hey. And she didn't want any kind of lack of faith. So he said, why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. And she said, it is well. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her afar off, and he said to his servant Gehazi, look, the Shulamite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, it is well with you. Is it well with you? It is well with your husband. It well with the child. And she answered, it is well. She didn't tell him either. She knew who to tell, somebody that was going to make a difference. Sometimes people run to different people instead of running to the one that's going to make the difference in their lives, to the Lord. He's the one. If you're going to run to anybody in prayer, it better be godly people, people that know how to call on heaven. And she answered, it is well. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. So she was so humbled in that pain. She didn't care. She didn't care. She just, you know, the pain of her son having died, it just took her to her knees. It would humble anybody. When you're in a situation that you can't do anything, you get down on your knees. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. So she said, Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? In other words, she's just telling him, why are you doing this? Why, you know, didn't I tell you not to lie to me? And so we got to understand that when God gives you a blessing, he gives it without sorrow. But it's the enemy that wants to take it away sometimes. But what God gives you, nobody can take it away from you unless you let it be taken away from you. You understand? So God, when God blesses you with something, it's without sorrow. So then he said to Gehazi, get yourself ready and take my staff in your hand. So he's giving him instructions on what to do. The staff had no power. the staff didn't have no power. Why didn't it work for Gehazi? He didn't have faith. He didn't have faith in what the prophet was telling him. And be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him. But I lay my staff on the face of the child. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? He's taking the staff. And I wonder if this guy, he wasn't really believing anything. So that should teach us something there too, that we're servants of God. We want God's blessings. We want things to happen for other people. You have to have faith that God's going to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. It won't happen. So Gehazi didn't really believe. Otherwise, it would have happened. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Neither he went back to meet him and told him, saying, therefore he went back to meet him and therefore saying, the child was not awakened. You know, some things come through prayer and fasting is what comes to mind. Not everything is shake and bake. Some people will understand that. There used to be a commercial that would be about preparing chicken and preparing it quick. So there's some things that are not that quick. When Elijah came into the house, there was the child laying dead on the bed. He went in therefore, shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and laid on the child and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, his hands on his hands. He stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. Something was happening. The mouth, the eyes, the hands. That's important, what we speak with our mouth, what we see with our eyes, the works we do with our hands. And so this child's body was beginning to get warm, but he wasn't alive yet. And that's just so much like us. So many people, I could dare to say all of us have gone through that. Well, we believe for something and we're praying. Sometimes the first sign, a little glimpse of hope, people stop praying. It's a little warm. They stop praying. But we can't. That's when we got to give it more prayer until we see the whole thing come to pass. He returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes. 7, 7, 7. And let's look at what 7, 7 is. 7, 7. Give me a minute. I just thought I'd look for that so we can see what the number 7 means in the Bible and scripture. Means from the 7 days of creation to the seven, many sevens in Revelation. Let's see. In scripture, 7 often symbolizes completion or perfection. Completion or perfection. So he completed what God was saying, you know, bring him to life. That's where that child was complete. Amen. And so there's a perfection about it, the content of perfection. Jesus spoke in the grouping of 7 when he was asked how we should pray. And it's in Matthew 6, 9-13. This is the Lord's Prayer. Surely a perfect way to pray, considering the words came from Christ himself. Notably, the Lord's Prayer contains 7 positions. So there's something perfect about that, the praying. So healing, 7, significance of healing. So here, healing is making us complete. When you hear me play this song, the healing, you know, you are whole. You're complete. when you're healed. And by his stripes, you are healed. So seven times, and the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite woman. So he called her, and when she came in to him, he said, pick up your son. So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. So here again, God is providing protection. He protected that child's life from the enemy stealing that child's life. So, and blessed them. He provided a child for this woman. He blessed her with that child, and he had protection. And, you know, so that the rest of her life, there would be abundance, because without a child, a son, the women in those days were defenseless. All right. So the next story, the third one, is Elijah purifies the pot of stew. And Elijah returned to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land. Now the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his servant, put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets. So one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it a lap full of wild gourds and came and sliced them into the pot of stew, though they did not know what they were. Then they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened as they were eating the stew that they cried out and said, man of God, there is death in this pot. And they could not eat it. So then, this is what happens. So he said, then bring some flour and put it into the pot and said, serve it to the people that they may eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. Do you think there was something magical about the flour? No, it was the act of walking in faith. It was the act of walking in faith that they took flour and listened to the instructions of what they listened to the man of God. They listened to the man of God, and they were saved. Nothing happened to them. So, you know, a scripture comes to mind. In the midst of many advisors, there's victory. But these many advisors cannot be everybody. You need to find the advisors that are godly, that are hearing from God, prophets of God, pastors, you know, that are truly listening to God. So here they're referring to the man of God, the prophet. Okay, so here God protected them. Again, he protects them from even the things that would have caused them harm. And know that the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, there's going to be weapons in your life that are going to be formed, but hey, they're not going to prosper. You trust in the Lord and you'll see things come to pass. Not that you want to wish anybody evil. Not that you want to wish anybody evil. But God is protecting his anointed ones, those that are following God. And in each case, these were people that were following God, that he was blessing. And he does bless the unbeliever also when they don't know any better. And that brings them to God, just knowing that God was good to them. His goodness draws them in. All right, so now the last story. Elijah feeds 100 men. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha and bought the man of God bread of the first fruits. In other words, what he had, gave him the best. 20 loaves of barley bread and newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give it to the people that they may eat. But his servant said, what? Shall I set this before 100 men? In other words, he's saying, this isn't enough. This isn't enough to feed all these people. He said again, give it to the people that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over. Some left over? this doesn't look like enough, the person was thinking. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. When God does something, he does it good. He's not cheap with what he does, okay? And we got to understand that. And we have to follow God in doing that too, not be cheap when we give to others, not be cheap when we give to the kingdom of God, and understand that God is not cheap either. When he blesses you, he blesses you, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. When he blesses you, he gives you so much that you have way, you bless others and you still have leftovers. You still have other stuff. I remember a story of this lady that I know. Her name is Ms. Jo. I think she's in her 90s now. She says that many years ago, she had gone to Mexico with this priest. You know, a group of people from El Paso were going to go to Mexico. And she tells me the story that they were going to go feed the poor. And the one that was spearheading it was a priest. And they ran out of food. And they were like, oh, no, look at all these people that need food. What are we going to do? But they kept feeding the people. Do you know, she says, that they fed everybody and there was leftovers. There was leftover. She says, you know, that they all were marveled because they were like, we didn't have all this food to feed all these people. So if God did it before, he's going to do it again and again and again and again whenever we need whatever we need. So you have to trust that in the coming days, God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. God is there. He's going to supply. He's going to bless you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to protect you, just like he did in all these stories. Amen? And so that should give you joy to know that your God is a good God, and you don't have to fear tomorrow, for he's there. Your fears should be gone. There's a song that says, let's see, how does it go? All fear is gone because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. Wow. That song has kept me and many people throughout many, many years, centuries. I remember hearing that song many years ago and the things that God brought me through. He did it before, he'll do it again. Whatever you need, God is there for you. I can even feel the anointing on that song. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. I know you say, oh, yes, we hear that every week. We hear somebody preaching that. We need to hear it over and over and over again because people easily sway from believing the truth. And so we're going to say it until you walk in it. Amen. All right, so let me take some callers tonight, and I hope you were blessed with that and know that God is going to bless, provide. He's going to protect. He's going to give you abundance, overflowing, more than enough. Going to give you more than enough, some leftovers, more than some leftovers. He's going to give you more than enough. You're going to be blessed. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, Father God. We praise your holy name. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You are worthy to receive that. And we thank you for that word tonight, Father God, for letting us know that we are all going to be okay, that we should not fear tomorrow because you are in tomorrow. You're in today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we praise you. We give you thanks. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for that. Amen. And Lord, we just pray that you minister to those tonight in a special way, in Jesus' name. All right, let's take our first caller. 910. Give me one moment here. All right. 910-709, your name and where you're from. Wait, okay. 910, okay, sounds like somebody is in. Hello, may I have your name and where you're from? May I have your name and where you're from? Okay, we'll pray for them. They're in La La Land. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for they're in your peace, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because they're in that sweet sleep tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for their lives. We ask you to minister to them even as they sleep, Father God. I see making the wheels turn, the wheels turn. And I sense that what God is telling you, that he's making the wheels turn. Things are going to be turning and moving, making the wheels turn. And when wheels turn, what happens? There's movement. They're no longer in the place they were. They're over there. And as the wheels turn, you're going to find yourself in a different place, in a place where God's going to take you. But you've got to stop fearing because God is with you. God is with you, and he wants to bless you. Just, you know, go with the flow. Let him move and show you and lead you and guide you, and you'll see. Making the wheels turn. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this person's life. Thank you, Lord, because you're making some things move and turn for their good. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. But don't put the brakes on is what I have a sense. Don't put the brakes on. Let them turn. Let God take you where he wants to take you. We praise you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Oops, sorry. Give me one moment. This thing is not allowing me to do anything. This blog talk is frozen. And let me see. Okay. Okay, oh, there we go. Okay, 804218, your name and where you're from. 804218. 804218, your name and where you're from. Unmute yourself. All right. Father God, we just pray for, hello? 804218. 804218. Okay, there's a lot in La La. All right, Father, bless 804218. We just thank you, Father God, for their lives. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me put them on mute because I think they might be sleeping. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, Father God. Things are not incomplete. God is completing you. You're not incomplete. God is there with you. You are in a good position. You should see other people without Jesus. They are truly incomplete. They are not whole. But the Lord says, you are whole in Jesus' name. You are whole in Jesus' name. You are whole in Jesus' name. And begin to speak what you know in Jesus' name. I have also Daniel on the line. If you have anything to for these people that are calling, you're more than welcome to join in. Thank you, Lord, for this person's life. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I sense that the Lord is using, he's going to use you as a bridge. What does a bridge do? A bridge allows people to go from one side of land to the other. And so the Lord is going to, I see that like a bridge, and you're that bridge, that you're going to be a bridge for the things of God. Not that you're bringing the people to anything. God is going to use you to bring them to the place they need to be. Amen? So you're like a bridge that God is using. Your life he's using to minister to others, to bring them to the place that he wants them. So you're that vessel. That's what I'm sensing. All right. Caller 402-214, your name and where you're from.
Hey, Carmen. It's Sharon from New York.
Okay. All right, Dave. Mute yourself, and then when I'm done, I'll call on you. Okay? All right.
What?
Thank you,
okay.
Lord, for sharing. Yes, mute yourself. It's easier for you guys to mute yourselves. It makes it quicker. Thank you, Lord, for sharing. Father God, thank you, Father God, for the things that are moving in her life, Father God. Maybe not in the way that Sharon thinks. But the Lord is there. He is there to provide for all your needs, Sharon. He is not only blessing you, he's going to continue blessing you today, tomorrow, and forever. You just have to keep your eyes on him. And I thank you, Lord, for her family, Father God, that her prayers are touching her family. Even though they don't realize why these things are happening, they're happening because of your prayers, Sharon. So I thank you, Lord, for this woman of God that is a prayer warrior, that even though her body may be weak, but her spirit is strong, strong in you. Her love for you is great, and your love for her is great too, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. And you may feel weak, but when you are weak, he is strong. When you are weak, he is strong. And you have to stop looking at yourself in the sense of the worldly way. You have to see yourself the way God sees you, Sharon, is what I'm seeing. And so when you really take a look in the mirror of his word, you're really going to realize who you really are. You're not who you see yourself as. You have to stop looking at yourself in the world's mirror. You need to allow God to show you who you are in his mirror by his word. It's almost like I saw a poster, and this one just came into my mind. And I believe it's the Lord, that there is this little kitten that all of a sudden she's looking at herself in the mirror, and what she sees is a lioness. And that's her. That's who she really is. But she's a kitten looking at the mirror, and she's a lioness. So
Lioness of God, arise. The Lord has much for you to do, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, and that is where we are strong. Amen. Not in the worldly sense. In the worldly sense, we are weak. But in God, we are strong. Because it's not through our own strength. It's in His strength that we do things. Amen and amen. Do you have anything for her, Daniel?
Yeah, I was, the Lord, and you know I just mentioned that the song to you a while ago, the Lord says it's for her. So Sharon, there's a song by Tasha Layton, and it's called Look What You've Done. When you have a chance, listen to the words. It kind of mirrors what Carmen is saying that she saw. But just, again, the singer is Tasha Layton, and the song is Look What You've Done.
Amen. All right. Sharon, are you there? Unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
That was cute. The kitten sees the lion. And the song, I'm going to look that up. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have anything to say?
Just the confusion in communication. And we all know confusion is not God. So.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, your trust has to be in Him. And when we are strong in Him, nothing's impossible. So as you read the word, He's going to show you what is possible. We read what was in scriptures today, what was impossible for the wife of the one of the sons of the prophets, that her sons were going to be taken away from her, and bad things were going to happen, and that was the impossible, but God made it happen. It wasn't her. It was her obedience to what He said. And then there's the Shulamite woman. She has a child. That child dies. God did the impossible. God did the impossible. And then the story of Elijah, when he purifies the pot of stew. What normally should have killed them was because they obeyed. And so we have to see things the way God wants us to see them, because if we don't, then we're not going to get to the place where He has for us. He's going to do what we think that we can't do. Yeah, we can't do it. It's our faith in Him. So Elijah fed the 100 men. He feeds them, and there was some left over, right? They ate and have some left over. So whatever your situation,
right,
you have to see it the way God sees it. Like the kitten, she didn't see herself until she looked in that mirror of the word, and saw herself as a lioness. All things are possible through God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So spend time in the Word, and you're going to see a difference. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next call is 734-672. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm from Michigan.
Jennifer, okay. Can you mute yourself? It makes it easier for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer from Michigan. We just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Jennifer's life. Thank you, Lord, for her feet. For her feet. For her feet. I thank you, Lord, for the feet. And what do the feet symbolize? The shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. So God is preparing you
speak the word of peace. The word of peace, God's word. God's word to others. God's word to others. So I just saw your feet. And they're no frills. It's almost like these feet are going to go wherever God says, and he's the one that's going to put on your feet what you need to have on them. He's the one that's going to put on them what they need. So we thank you, Father God, for her feet. We thank you, Father God, for that message that she is to bring to others. Father God, whether it's her neighbors, whether it's her family, whoever you put her that she will encounter, Father God, I pray that you prepare her mouth to speak when she needs to speak and not to be afraid to speak the words you have for her to others. We thank you, Father God, for Jennifer. We thank you, Father God, for that fear is not there. She will do the things that she's never thought she could do. You're preparing her for that, Father God. You're preparing her for that. And we thank you, Father God, for this woman that loves you and wants to serve you with all her heart. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. All right, Jennifer, are you there? Daniel, do you have anything for Jennifer?
Yeah, I just he took me to 1 Corinthians 12:4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. So as you're saying, you know.
Good.
Yeah. Amen.
That's really good. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have a testimony for us tonight?
Not quite a testimony yet, but I'm believing there will be one shortly.
Praise the Lord.
Just waiting on the Lord. Yeah, just waiting on him.
For the right timing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you like to say tonight?
Did you say what would I like to say tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just that God is good, and I'm just happy that he's our Lord, and he's amazing, and we just have to wait on him. And he will come through even when it seems like there's no answer or no way. I believe and I pray.
Yeah.
And I still believe.
And that's when it starts getting a little warm, like Elijah did. He didn't stop. The body was warm, but he continued praying until the breath of life touched that child. And so the same thing we must do for whatever situations we have. We got to continue praying. And not when it's, stop praying when it's a little warm. No, pray it through. Pray it through, and it'll come to pass. There will be life.
Yep. Amen. And that's so true.
Amen. Is there anything else you would like us to pray about, or anything you'd like to say?
If you guys wouldn't mind just saying a quick prayer, just from my family's living situation, that we could move.
Okay. For the whole family to move?
Yes. Yes. Just my husband and my son and me.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Father God, you just see everything that's going on with Jennifer, her spouse, and her son. And we ask you, Father God, to make a way for her. Father God, make things possible for her to be able to be in a home of their own, Father God.
a place where they can be a family, Father God. Not that maybe living with friends or family is not a blessing, but we all want our own homes. And we know that, that you make the impossible possible. So we pray, Father God, that this week that you would touch her, that you would help her to get closer to that time or that place where she will be able to move and have a place of her own where she can call her home. And we ask you for that in the name of Jesus, that somehow she makes the right connection, that she'll have divine connection, Father God, that would say something, that would trigger something, and have her just know what she has to do next. And we thank you, Father God, for that new home where she can call her own in Jesus' name, whether it be an apartment or a house, wherever you would have her go, Father God, where they can all be together for your glory. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God. And Lord, use her in her journey. Use her greatly. Use her family, Father God, in Jesus' name. Daniel?
I'm just, he's just coming. I know you're seeking his peace and his safety, and he will provide that. Wherever you move to, his shalom will be over that home, that area, that neighborhood, that city. Like if his hand's over you, his hand is over you is what I'm seeing. You and your husband, your son, he's just got his hand, his right hand over you. And that to me is just total safety, total shalom. And you'll feel it this evening. You'll even, all three will sleep well tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shalom means peace. So shalom in the home for Jennifer and her family.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen and amen. All right, Jennifer, is there anything else before we move on?
No, that's it. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you guys calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless.
God bless you. All right. Okay, our next caller, 251-229. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. All right. Put yourself on mute and then I'll tell you when to come back. Okay. All right, Father God, okay. We just thank you, Father God, for Sarah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you're giving her, Father God, as to her walk in you, Father God. I just see. It's almost like I see the word wisdom over your forehead. Like God is giving you wisdom to know the things that you need to do, the ways you need to go. He's giving you the wisdom. And I see that wisdom increasing as you're reading the word. That's what I'm seeing. It's almost like a battery that's being charged, and you see the dim light getting brighter and brighter. Well, I see the word of God, as you're reading the word of God, like that wisdom is getting brighter and brighter. So we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom you're giving Sarah, Father God, the wisdom that she needs in these times, Lord. And she's getting older and wiser in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Daniel, do you have anything for Sarah?
Yes. He's taking me somewhere here. Sarah, this week of bad storms, you were praying to the Lord for either relatives or people you didn't even know, just people in Alabama. And he heard your prayers. And he's taken me to 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. So your obedience and your prayers were helping those that needed the prayers. Amen.
So God sees, Sarah. God sees. He's giving you and that wisdom, too. So, okay, Sarah. Where are you? Where are you?
Yeah. I'm here.
And happy birthday again. 3 days ago, right?
Yep, January the 11th.
So how was everything? Yes, you had a good day?
Oh, I had a pretty good day. It was a blessed day to turn another, you know, I'm 52 now, so I'm thankful to the Lord. I can still turn the numbers around. And let's see what
no,
else.
No, you can't. You want to, but you can't. Who are you fooling, girl?
Yes.
You got to be careful. Got to be careful with those numbers because, you can do that this year, but what happens when you get a little older and you're like,
can't do it.
An age to where you can't do it. You're going to be a lot older. So how's everything, Sarah?
Oh, it's good. I'm blessed to turn, that God, I'm delighted, actually. I got on my birthday, my sister, we went to breakfast and had lunch together. And then later on, I went to my daughter, Leah, and she joined us for lunch. And then she said, Mom, I want to go and have spend some time with you. And we went to service, and we went to dinner together. It was just great. Everything was great. And thankful to the Lord for everything he has provided. Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad you had a wonderful day. And you're going to have more to come, and God's going to use you. Amen. Do you have a testimony for us tonight? Anything you want to say particular?
Well, I'm first of all, I'm happy to be on the show once again, that the Lord allowed it, you know, that all of us are here on the PGN Network, praising him, first of all, and just giving God the glory for I don't really never kind of get off into surgeries or what you need, this and that, but I was praying in reference to my knee. And so it was giving me some problems, but once I prayed and gave it to the Lord, it's like it lifted. I'm telling you, it lifted. I began to walk around. I actually feel like going a lap or two. But I said, okay. Yeah. But I've been giving it to the Lord, and I tell you, and worrying and complaining this and that only makes things worse. So my testimony is don't worry, give it to God, and the Lord Jesus will fix it, you know.
Yes. With wisdom, we let him know, but you're doing the right thing, putting it in prayer. Everything that is a heavy burden for us, we lift it up in prayer to him, and he takes that. Somebody last week, they took somebody's burden, and they felt weighed down. We're not created to be able to carry those burdens. Only God is. And when we give it to him, then he turns around and takes that and blesses. So there was somebody last week that was saying something about them taking on a burden that somebody else had. And how it made them feel. The person couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it. But when they gave it to God, then they felt that relief, knowing that God had handled it. God was handling it. And so that's the wisdom God is giving you. He's showing you different things. Wisdom tells us
We give it to God, and he will handle it. We give our cares to him. And the care for provision, you gave it to the Lord. And so just like tonight, we've read about God's provision, God's blessing, God's abundance, you know. They came to the men of God to, you know, to help them. Back in those days, that's what they did. And today we still have men of God, too, to help them pray. But we can go directly to the Lord. Amen. And so that's what you're learning to do. You're learning to give. And that's why you felt better. Like that lifted off. You didn't have that heaviness. You didn't have that heaviness. And that's why you felt like you can dance. Amen.
Amen. And then instead of you walking around with this heavy weight, once you give it to the Lord, it's like you can feel it once he takes it and you gave it over completely to him. You can feel the weight lifting off your shoulders. So I'm thankful for that and thankful to him for doing so much more in everybody's lives.
And then sometimes
he gives you a test to see, but then once that test is over, you have a testimony. So it's all about God and his working in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything you want us to pray about or anything you want to say?
Praying for Leah that, you know, her mind and her heart is really set. And I'm praying that she just puts, you know, more of it with nursing and classes and things of that nature, put more of it and give it to the Lord instead of worrying that, okay, I want to hurry up and do this and I want to start working in the major and, you know, just relax and let God have it. So that's all I wanted prayer for, is for her, her salvation, becoming closer to the Lord, and not to worry so much as for schooling.
Yes, okay. Father God, we just lift up Leah. We ask you, Father God, to be with her, Father God, giving her the wisdom that she needs, Father God, in all the situation and whatever anxiety she has. Lord, we take authority over that in Jesus' name, and we command those things to leave her in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, that you would just allow her that as she spends time with you, that she will find that peace that passes all understanding, and that she'll know, just like her mama, Father God, that you have things in your hands, and that she will experience the God of her mother, and it won't be the God of her mother. It'll be her God. It will be her God. So give her an experience, Father God, a closer walk with you, Father God, that she will learn that she will know that you are her God and that you will meet all her needs, that you are her God, that you provide, that you bless, that you protect. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and that you are more than enough and you provide for everything in Jesus' name. Danny, do you have
Jesus.
Anything?
I just peace over Leah's mind that, you know, as her mom says, you know, just leave it to the Lord and let her experience that. She has to go through an experience. Our young ones, they're harder to get through, but Lord, touch her in a way that gets to her, to Leah, directly to her, Father God. And she'll know it's you. She'll look at her mom, but she'll know it's you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, give her an experience of her own that she will know. And that she won't hear about God, but she'll know that it's God. She knows that God did it for her. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They're growing. She's growing into an adult. And remember when we were adults? We did things. We were fearful sometimes. We didn't know any better. And we worried, but we learned as we grew. We learned to trust in the Lord. And it wasn't with our minds, but with faith. With faith, trusting God that, that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. And so we've learned that over and over through the years, and we gain wisdom from that. So that same wisdom that you gain, she's going to, and that is good that you're asking for prayer, because we're praying for her, and we're not going to stop praying for her. Amen. We're going to continue praying for her until we see something happen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for Leah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her life. She's going to be a testimony for the Lord in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Ooh,
name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right,
thank
Sarah.
You, Jesus. All right.
All right. Well, happy birthday again.
Well, thank you, and y'all have a blessed night. Thank
All right.
you so much.
God bless.
God bless.
All right, 111111, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas.
Hey, Ms. Barbara. All right, Ms.
Hi.
Barbara, can you put yourself on mute, and then we'll call you when you're ready, well, after we pray. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Barbara, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for Ms. Barbara, Father God. That as she's grown in the Lord, she knows how to use the Word of God. She believes in the Word of God. And when she opens her mouth, what she speaks comes to pass. And we just thank you, Lord, for that example in Ms. Barbara, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, that you favor her with the young people, Father God. That she'll be a mentor to many in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Father God, there's I see the word change, like a change happening. You know, in life, women go through different changes. They go through different changes. They become a mother, there's a change. And their kids grow older, and then they become grandmothers, there's a change. And in each change, God does something different. And then there's the change of life. And then there's different changes as we become older. And so I'm seeing that for you, Ms. Barbara. Like God is changing you in the way that you used to think. Because he's preparing you to use you in a different way. But he needs certain things to be changed so that you can fit what he wants to do with you. And I believe that it's with the youth. And so I believe, you know, I hear mouthpiece. He's going to use you as a mouthpiece to minister to those youth. And so allow him to do the changes and the tweaking inside of you so that he can use you in the way that he wants to use you. So I guess, you know, this change, like, you know, those changes in our life come slowly, you know, upon us. And sometimes, you know, like, you know, when we become mothers, it's, you know, first the baby, we carry the baby for certain months, and then, boom, you're a mother, you have the baby. But you didn't see the changes that were taking place inside of you. But there was something different, something alive. And so that's what God is going to do with you, Miss Barbara. There is something that God is putting inside of you that is alive, that he's changing you with. And then he's preparing you to be able to guide that thing that he's put inside of you. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Sort of like, I want to say like a mother. You know, once it has a baby, then it's another change in teaching that child. So the change has to come first, and then you're going to be able to be used to minister to those youth. I don't know if you want to minister to them or if you like ministering to them, but you're going to minister to them because it's what God wants to do in you, and it's not what we want, but what he wants. And we thank you, Lord, for that. for what you're doing in this Barbara's life. We thank you for that change. We thank you, Father God, for those changes within her that are preparing her for what you had her to do in the future. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for that. Amen and amen. Ms. Barbara, are you there? Daniel, do you have anything for Ms. Barbara?
Yeah, I'm going to take it a little bit different. I'm seeing like if like similar to what you're saying, but like she's a coach. And then he shows me Barbara on a white horse, like the charge. Like charge of the cavalry. It just, yeah, I have no idea where that one came from, so I'm just saying what I saw. But, yeah,
amen.
leading the group somewhere. Amen.
You know what I sense when you said that? You know, it's in prayer. In prayer. You know,
yeah.
God has different people doing different things. And so, wow. And maybe it's in the purity teaching the youth in purity. We don't know. We'll let the Lord reveal. So, Ms. Barbara, how you doing? Unmute yourself.
I had to unmute.
How are you?
Excited, happy, loving, kind, gentle, humbling myself, preparing for the change. It was kind of like I agree with everything that was said, but it was kind of like I went to a beautician. And you know how we go, and I'm knocking and beating on the door. They're not opening, but I know someone's in there. And then when they do open, can you give me like 5 minutes? Can you give me a few minutes? And then when I come back at my appointed time, because I'm early, then my hair is styled. My hair because we go to beautify, and we have to get it washed. We have to get it cleansed. We have to get conditioners. We steam it. We just do the vitamins, and we do all of that. But when we come out, we look royal. We look prepared like, oh, you've been to the beautician. You went to the beauty shop. So I saw that. And I'm like, yeah, I have been praying, asking for a change because of the work that I have to do. I have been asking God to make sure that my heart is pure, make sure that I'm cleansed, make sure that my mind is lining up every day because he asked us to do that refreshing to the mind. So I just said, God, renew, put the right energy. Because I think sometimes people get it mixed up when we ask for cleanliness and washing. We're on our way for another journey, a new way. And as I look back at all the children and the new baby that I have, that I've been praying for my daughter, and, you know, it has to stay in 9 months. But if something comes up, or something's not right that's lining up, the first thing they do, they take the baby. You don't get a choice. You don't get options. Something is not right, and they, to keep the safety and the baby not to be in distress, what do? They take it. You have an early delivery, or the doctor said, oh, no, you won't be able to carry it, this and this reason. Well, that's the way I saw that. The Lord said, it's time for a change. When people won't listen, their heart is hardened. And they've been taught the wrong way. Well, I'm to come in there, change everything, reprogram it, because it's God's way. It's Yahweh. And that's where he comes in, the gentleman talking about the horse. And I was always, pushed back, like on the back burner, because you got all this word and you don't want to step and interfere. So I had to wait on my timing because of new season, new change. And I'm like, okay, God, which way are we going with this? I need some answers. I need you to make this clear. I don't want to second guess you because we know the word and we've been giving out the word, it comes a time where he said, rest so I can give you new ideas, new changes, new dreams, new vision, higher heights, new levels. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't want to go too fast on this journey. because I'm traveling from one place to another. You know, I'm traveling in the spirit. So I began to ask God, because I could see, like, overcoming, like, a great, you know, opposition. I could see the obstacles. I could see the rough side. I could see this. And I said, Lord, if they would just listen to you, if they would just hear, if they would just heed, this is the end time ministry. So I didn't want to say anything. I wanted God to say it for me as I wrote it down. Glory to God, because I know that I got to go a different strategy with this bunch, with another set of people.
Wow. Yep, that's true. That is true. And the only God can do it. He's the one that, that changes us to be able to be that. It's almost like being a vessel on a potter's wheel. He shapes us to what he wants us to be shaped, so that we can be used later on. And that's change. The clay got changed. The clay got changed. So, you know, we're constantly being transformed by God, you know, because of what he wants, how he wants things. And so we can't say no. If we do, we're rebelling. And so God can't use that vessel when the vessel wants to tell the potter
exactly
what to do. And so, so you're going to, God is going to show you these things. He's changing. He's going to show you. He's going to be changing you. I don't understand it all, but I guess, and I'm almost sure that you're going to have a testimony out of all of this, and that'll be, well, we're all going to hear about it for the glory of God. You're going to change. You know, not only for the youth, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be youth. So, wow, what an honor.
Wow. And as the gentleman was talking, and he indicated about the white horse, you know, the joy of knowing the power of God is on your side for righteousness and holiness and the spiritual advancement and the different types of warfare, you know. And I knew about what Revelation talks about, you know, when I looked and behold the white horse who sat up on it and saw the bow and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer.
Whoa.
And then I saw the heavens open, behold, a white horse. He who sat on it was called faithful and true, and in righteous he judges and wages war. And then as you move on down, I remember writing about it, because I knew that white horse, he patrols the earth.
Yes.
Wow.
So share. My God.
Wow.
That's good.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. That's all we can say.
Thank you, Lord. He said your work will be rewarded. And I didn't want to move too fast. I didn't want to move in a hurry. And I waited faithfully and patiently. And I said, God, I have all this word in me. I said, when do I release? When? You know, I said, I'm not stagnated procrastinating. I'm always ready. But it's his timing. Timing is everything.
Yep.
So when I heard the both of you guys ministering me, I'm like, finally. That's the word right there, finally. Finally.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what he's
got to
do.
Go forth boldly.
Yes. And in that change, it is something about that change. Like, you're not going to be the same.
And I'm not. I've actually changed. And I know it. I've seen me. I've been watching me. You know, because I write different. And I looked at all the literature of writing. And I said, God, I can't use this. They're not ready for it. They're not ready because of the authority that he gives you. Like the knowing of that power of God that's on the inside of you. Wow.
You know, something comes to mind. Many years ago, when I lived in Germany, I was part of a gospel service. I would go to the different services. You know, we were a little small community, so, you know, we were always looking for, you know, for godly fellowship. And I remember talking to this one gentleman. He was a soldier, but he was also a minister. And he was waiting. He says, you know, I'm waiting for God to use me. You know, I'm already ready. I've become a pastor in title, but he was waiting for that opportunity. And he was, you know, feeling like, you know, like he was being held back. But it wasn't that he was being held back. It was that God was working some things out in him to make him ready for when he had, you know, the right people around him and all that. And so I lost contact of him. That was many years ago. So I'm sure right now the Lord has used him in a wonderful way. He was like a little kid that wanted to be let loose. He wanted to be let loose. But it was making him a little sad because he was waiting. He didn't understand. It's in God's timing. And when God says, then, you know, when you're ready, God is in the background preparing things for that time. So, you know, change has to take, you know, maybe he needed a little more. There were some other things he needed to add. Just like cooking, you add this, you add that. And in the right timing, when the temperature is right, it's ready.
Yeah.
Ding, it's ready. Now we can have what we were preparing, what I was preparing. And so the Lord is, you know, making a change in you, preparing you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, and that's what happens when you reward it, when you wait upon the Lord. I say, that's all he kept telling me. He said, wait, I say, wait, wait. And I kept saying, okay, first it's just rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. And I said, okay, I'll write that down, Lord. And I have literature that I've been writing for years, way since the early 90s. And so I have all this, you know, all this writing. And I said, Lord, I need something different. I want something new in my waiting. As I praise you, as I rejoice. And I said, Lord, you are our covering. All I could do was just get ready for battle. And as I did that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
he said,
it's probably some of that stuff that he's going to be showing you to prepare you. You know, some of the last tweaks, I guess, it's almost like a cake. You mix it. Okay, everything's all the right ingredients are in there. But then you have to put it in the oven so it can rise, right? But if you pull it out ahead of time, not in the timing that the manufacturer says, you know, on the box, do it until 25 minutes for this, or in this type of mold, you do it this amount of time. If you do it ahead of time, you're going to have a flat cake and it's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my sister, when she was young, she made her first cake. that cake, she must have checked on it so many times. That cake was flat. It almost looked like one of those bread puddings. It was terrible. She must have forgot to mix the right ingredients. And nobody wanted the cake. And we gave it to the dogs. Not even the dogs wanted it. It tasted bad. It also affected the taste of it. And so I never forgot that day that she did that. Now, I'm sure she's a good cook now, you know. She hasn't made anything for us, but I'm sure she knows how to cook now. But, see, you know, we are like that in the things of God. We want to do things in our own timing. And it can't be that way. We have to allow God to give us the ingredients of what we have to do. How to prepare it, and then we can go out there and then serve it, and it'll be beautiful.
And that's where he was telling me.
And it'll be edible. It'll be edible, and people will want to eat it.
Yeah. Amen. And you know what? I also saw this spiritual encounter that was taking me to a higher realm in the Lord because of that influence that God give us, you know, to stay humble and keep that balance. And so with that power and authority, he was just letting me know that my life is balanced because that's what I had asked for, you know, to keep, you know, that to keep my life balanced, you know, for this journey, this task that we're on. And so as I was resting in him, you know, he was just giving me these different answers, what he wanted. Because I remember the end time message that I gave to Prophet Randy years ago, people that was going the wrong way, and how the Lord used the horses as a metaphor to let me see the things for the end time, and that he had to have I even saw the bull. I saw this gentleman that came and took his hat off after the war was over. He took his hat off, and the bull looked at me like the work was done, and then the gentleman that was riding the horse, but they were in the heavens, and all I could see was a heaven full of gray horses with gray fog, and something had stampeded the horses all the wrong way. And so the Lord has always dealt with me about the horses and the different colors of the horses and who was riding the horses. And so as time went by, then that's when the Lord would let me know that the horses represented a powerful ministry, you know, with that type of authority and strength. But we had to have this leader, someone that was very important, to come and help usher these people, turn this stampeded herd around. And it took a powerful bull. And I began to even question God about the bull and what it represented, but it could go on and on and on. At the end of the day, the horses end up getting stampeded the right way. Everybody had to go to the right instead of the left and get everybody back on the right track because the world was getting focused on something else other than what the Lord wanted his work to be. And so all these different distractions and things. So I'm just grateful because I could get into the details with it. But, you know, I know that there are other callers waiting for prayer. But I'm just so grateful that God showed me. And I thank God for the confirmation that I needed because I had asked for the color of the horse, and I had asked for everything that lines up with the words.
Wow.
Ms. Barbara, you know, it's a blessing when we hear that after he told us what to say. You know, I'm over here humbled because I thought, you know, Lord, where are you taking me with this white horse? But you just confirmed for me what he was doing, too. So thank you so much.
Thank you for obeying. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Because I needed to hear this to go along with the dreams and the visions that he's been giving me as I write it down.
Wow. So we know we're going to hear some testimonies about this, and so just, you know, journal it all so that you can keep track of what God is going to be doing. Wow.
Well,
with the youth, and, you know, that's not an easy task either.
Yeah. And I wanted to say one other thing before I say anything else concerning that bull. But that bull, the Lord was telling me that it was representing the persecution, the punishment, the conflict, accusation, the fame, dangerous attack, economic, financial, increase, you know, just the reproduction of everything, being bullheaded, fourfold the strength of protection, bull marking, spiritual warfare, and the Antichrist spirit. And that resist and the fights and, you know, just to fight people just in all this distress and the fights and the anointing and the false prophets and the slander and the accusations. And God, the Lord was just giving me that to pray to overcome the spirit of intimidation. And so as he was giving me all of this stuff about the end times, you know, I really don't say much on the show, but I was just asking God certain things. And, you know, and I got my answer, you know, staying focused on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, I could go on and on about what I wrote down, but to see that bull eye to look straight at me, then I knew that he said, many are called, but few are chosen. And so you have to get it right, because it's going to come when all of this stuff come up. You'll be able, like Randy always said, in that protection realm, that knowing, you'll be able to rise above it, and it won't bother you because you know who you are, mm-hmm. and what you are in the Lord. You don't have to explain mm-hmm. anything to anybody, you know. But I'm
there's
just grateful
no fear
for
there.
You, God. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there's no fear in that place. It's trusting in him. And, I mean, you know, the world will fear because they don't know any better. But those that are in the Lord, they know where to go. Just like what I was talking about earlier in 2 Kings 4 with the Elijah and mm-hmm. the widow, the oil and the widow's oil, Elijah mm-hmm. that raised that Shulamite's son. I mean, weren't they afraid? They were afraid. They were all afraid of what was coming, that if something didn't happen, they were going to have, one was going to have her sons enslaved. The other one's son wouldn't be alive if he died. You know, but, you know, the blessings of the Lord come without sorrow. God is there. When he blesses us, he's there with us. So we have to keep our eyes focused on him, not focused on what the world is doing. You know, mm-hmm. because when we do that, we're going to start sinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be like Peter, taking our eyes off of the Lord. And that's where
mm-hmm.
we have to teach other people to focus on God. God is the one that's going to get us through all of this. It's not how we're going to overcome the world by looking at what the world is doing. I mean, we can, you know, that's why there's a lot of mental illness, because people don't know to turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
And many are set free in their minds once they know God. And God turns things around for them, because he's a way maker. He's the one that sets us free. He's the one that sets us free. And so it is our eyes have to be on Jesus. Because if not, like Peter did, you'll see the storms. You're going to see the storms of life. People are going to see the storms ahead. But the storms are not greater than God.
Mm-mm.
The storms are not greater. God is the creator of the whole universe. He, greater mm-hmm. is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and the things that are in the world. He's the one that's going to lead us and guide us. And so we are not to fear. If we're fearing, then that means you need to start, you know, bending knees and start praying and seeking God and having him show you why you're that way. Because you've let something in that shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And so when we start showing other people in love, in a way where
mm-hmm.
it's not fear-based, you know, but who wants to be led by fear-based? I don't. You know, I had a strict parent. My dad was strict. And it was always fear-based. If you don't, this is what's going to happen to you. I love Dad, but Dad was, you know, he taught us the best way that he could, because he didn't know. He didn't know any better. But, you know, thank God for my parents, because even in that, it kept me from doing a lot of things. But it's not doing things in the Lord, in God's strength, that glorifies God, not in our own strength. That doesn't glorify God. That's what the worldly ways of doing. And that's idols. So you're worshiping yourself for the answer. You can't go to the world. You can't go to yourself. You can't go to anybody. You have to go to God. So when
mm-hmm.
we teach without fear, we teach with the freedom of the Lord, God's going to turn that around and help us to minister to people. And that is going to be inviting. That's going to be tasty. Taste and see that the Lord is good. you're going to go, yum, I want some more of it. It's like when you go to the store and you go to the Costco and they give you those people that go around those, they have their little corners and they give you a little taste. They give you a little taste of what they're selling. It makes you want to go and get the whole box of whatever they're giving, right?
Yeah, that's so that God kind of love. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to, here, have a little taste. You'll come back for more. So that's the kind of love, and that's the kind of way that God wants us, you know. And it's hard because, you know, I know that sometimes it's hard for me because I want to do it my dad's way. But that's not the way that God wants, you know. You know, I made mistakes even when I was young with raising children. And, you know, they've seen a change in me. They know that I'm different, and I'm still changing, you know. My daughter and my children say, oh, you're different now. You're not like when we were young. When we were young, you were scared to us. Because that's the way I learned. It was a worldly way of doing things.
So, right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to keep these words that you guys given me. I keep and treasure the word of God. And I don't take no account of the evil that's been done to me. I don't pay any attention when I've been suffered wrong. I just look over and laugh and just tell the Lord, praise the Lord, I passed that test. And when you taste the Lord of his goodness and the wonderful things that he has in store for us, he'll reward you later for it. But I do it because I love the word. I do it because these are young people. I do it because they haven't been taught. They're only going by man's teaching, traditional and religion or something. So this is beautiful, the way you guys are teaching and doing PGE. And I just love the time and energy you put towards it to make me feel that there's some room somewhere for me to work in. I can do something.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there
is. Plenty of work.
You're going to do something big.
Moving.
That's the
Lord. Wait
patiently.
Preparing
you. Yes, you know,
ma'am.
As you're talking, I'm sensing a lot of things here. Daniel, I know now what it is. About the no weapons formed against us. They're going to be formed. There's going to be people that are going to form them. But you know what? That's an opportunity that God will use to bless us. Because when those weapons are formed and God turns things around, then they're going to really know who we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And God protects his own. And when he does, sometimes they do things ignorantly and they don't do it knowingly. But regardless, God shows up. God shows up like a mama or a daddy when somebody's messing around with one of their kids. They show up. Who's messing around with my kids? And so I think Daniel has a testimony without naming names of some things that he's been going through, that he's gone through, and he's been quiet about it. And do you want to say something about it, Daniel?
Not yet.
Well, there's some things that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
And you did not do anything, yet other people did.
Yeah, so,
wanna...
well, even Prophet Randy's been praying a lot business-related. There's a lot of, you know, people had come against us in different ways or were treating people in the wrong ways. And I just like what you said, I just left it up to the Lord. And here we are a couple of months later. All those people that needed to move on have moved on. And I know it's the Lord's doing because it just, in some cases, it happened from one day to the next.
Well, they moved them on enough.
Yeah. But, you know, and because I've shared it with Karma, I was like, wow, this one's gone. This one's gone. It's like everything I put before the Lord and say, Lord, they're just not treating people right, okay? They shouldn't be in those
positions. Not only, not only them,
and so,
other people.
Yeah, so I just say the Lord's working because I get to see it, you know? I get to see it working. And we just, you know, keep the faith and trust them and treat everybody the way we should treat them. Even love our enemies. We even prayed for these people that have moved on. But it's amazing when the Lord, you know, enough's enough. It's time to put things straight, and it happens instantly almost, it seems. So, yeah, I've been experiencing that, you know, pretty much the last couple of weeks has been like, wow, okay, really coming on strong. And the Lord just, I know it's him. You know, you don't have to be told about it. I just know it's him making it happen. So, yeah, I'm humbled and grateful. I just thank the Lord for protecting me. Amen.
So for whoever's going through things like that may be listening, do understand, you don't take things in your hand. You allow, okay, they come. Sometimes it's a way that God shows you a blessing, you know, because how will they know about you if God doesn't put his light on you and expose the darkness? And so when the darkness is exposed, we're going to come into the light. We're going to be the light of God who's going to shine on us. And so they're going to see. And so those that are walking wickedness, they're going to run because, you know, it's like the cockroaches. You turn on the lights and they scatter. Some of these people are like cockroaches. They're going to scatter. And not that I mean that in a bad way. You know, I love people, but sometimes their ignorance is the worst part of them.
True.
You know, they just don't know any better. And when they come at you, you just, you know, you'll see it every day. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be proven to be in the wrong. So God is showing that. And people that have wronged, they're either going to change or they're going to be more wicked. It's their choice. It's their choice. But
that's
protection.
Yeah. Thank you. Both of y'all for bringing that up, because it's beautiful.
So that's what tonight's message is all about. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So if he did it today, he's going to do it again. And he's going to provide. He's going to bless. He's going to provide. He's going to give us abundance. He's going to protect. We don't fear, because we know him. You know, we are the ones that have to line up in God's order, not the other way around. And some people are ignorant that they're religious about that. You know, they think that, oh, just because they're following a form of godliness, that God has to do all the things that he says he's going to do. Nope. You're the one that has to line up. In the military, if the soldiers are out of order, they're in big trouble right now, and everybody knows about it. So, you know, we have to keep ourselves in order. And when we see any little thing that we know is not pleasing to God, quickly line up. That is so pleasing to God. You know, then we understand that he does things for our good and he loves us. And when you know your daddy loves you, you know that, you know, these things have to be, you know. Don't we love it when our children correct themselves and line up? We love
that. Right.
We don't have to discipline them. You know, I didn't like disciplining my children. It hurt. It hurt me. It was like my parents used to say, it hurts me more than it hurts you. And I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right, Dad. We're the one that's getting whooped. But you know what? Then we understood that they were doing it for a reason, to make us good men and women. So that we can, you know, be able to live in this world, which would be harsh if we didn't learn the lessons that we needed to learn and make it through. So, you know, it's just a lot of teaching there.
But that was beautiful, what you guys bringing that out, like, because I know I heard Prophet Renda tell us you know, about, you know, the people and how they were doing us and persecuting us and fighting and saying all manner of evil, and they pretty soon dropped off the show. But when they come against the Spirit of God, He's going to fight your battle, and that's the seed of love that I kept, you know, planting those seeds every Thursday and asking God, because, you know, I don't have to worry about them that persecute and lie on me and you know, and do all of that, because He give us the fruits of righteousness when we plant those seeds. And we don't have to fight our battle like you guys were saying. The Lord fights our battle. Did you feel that? I felt that, well, you did something that you wasn't supposed to say or do that wasn't true. And when you do that, the Lord will fight your battle without you saying a mumbling word.
Yep.
Because you're rooted deeply in love. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I was listening to Daniel talk about his experience, you know, because we pray for our, you know, our situations, you know. You always have somebody that you can lift up things in prayer. And so, like work things, family things, we're always praying about all these things. And when he told me what was happening, I was like, there you go. God was the one that did this. You didn't have to lift a finger.
I was seeing it.
I was getting excited. I go, wow. I felt bad for the person, but I was like, you know, you knew what you were doing, so you just got, you know, a whooping, and you need to line up. But it's up to them. They're the ones that need to find, you know, act right. Mm-hmm. But some ugly things happen. Let me tell you. I mean, we're not going to go into all that stuff, but because they were wicked to those that got paid less, you know, God sees when you mess with those poor. God sees when you treat other people you're different because you don't agree with how they think. You still got to respect them. So we have to be careful how we treat other people. And God is not pleased with that. Even though they may not know God, you don't treat them bad. People that don't have money, you don't treat the poor bad. He's really mad about that. I thought about that, about the poor. God doesn't like that when we mistreat the orphans, the widows, those that are in need. You better be careful.
That's right.
You know,
people, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so true.
And, yes.
That is so true. That's why I love listening. You know, I try to do less talking, but I love listening to you guys, because many times, you know, people, I had a hard time with people judging me as me being a widow, and they didn't understand the blessings and the things that I had.
I didn't know you were a widow.
Yeah, I've been one for, oh, my God, I think December 12, 2013. Ruth and I would be on there talking. She would always ask questions. And I only could talk from experience. And I wouldn't say very much, but I would say enough. And I would always be asking God to do this, do that, when I could plant my seeds. And when I couldn't, I didn't worry about it, you know, because he would say, he told the widow woman to go and sell a wool. Go get some empty jars, and he filled them. And he was telling her that when you bless the prophet. And so I did what God told me to do, and I was obedient. And I never tried to defend anything that you know, I went through the trials on the show, but I didn't try to defend myself. So I said, no, don't do it, because you're rooted. You're searching for the prophet. That's why you have found favor. And when you find favor with God, oh, my God, I didn't have anything to say or do. I just kept planting the word of God, because the word was life. The word is God. The word gave us, you know, life, and life more abundant. That was the living word. And he said, you don't have to, you know, and I was thinking about when he said, when they persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward me, he said, I bless them. I do not curse them. I speak love over them, because they didn't know it. And, you know, and she would always pray and travail and tell me things and tell me about the fruit of righteousness and, you know, and help all of us. And when we would work together, you know, we commit, we planted those seeds of love to the people. All of you guys that's preparing and ministering. I did it for a while. I did it for a long time. And then I had to do another ministry and minister. And you know, and I was there for 14 years. And I think I've been with Randy for 13, going on 14. I don't know. I have to go by the age of my granddaughter because I got 11 Blog Talk babies now. So one of them is snoring in the background. So, but, it, you know, it's been a journey. And I thank God because he approved all things. He, not man, but when we speak his word and y'all prophesy the word, he approves those things that are excellent. So, you know, when you're sincere about the word of God, he fills you with these fruits of righteousness because those seeds were planted down through the years. And people look at me right today. How did you do that? How did that? I said, I trust God. I work for the Lord. I don't do it of my own. And so when you were talking about it and telling me things in the beginning when you guys were ministering to me, I get to go back and play that over and over because he's been preparing our hearts to receive this love, to receive from the Father. And as we flow in that love and that wisdom and that knowledge, people are being blessed on these shows. I remember when there was hardly anybody on the show. And when you find favor, that compassion, that love, that kindness with others. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm just excited. I'm just so happy. Sometimes I don't even know what to pray for. I just thank God.
Thank you, God. I believe in what Prophet Randy is doing so much that even when I'm really, really tired, I still try to do it, unless it's really not, you know, that I can. But Daniel can say, you know, I get tired because I have a lot to do and I'm by myself. And so, but I know that there is something about ministering to other people, allowing God to use you as a vessel. I don't have to. I can show up. That's all I need to do, just show up. But he gives me the words to say. And it's not easy a lot of times. People think that, you know, oh, you know, I can do this. And no, you better think about it twice if you're really going to do it because there are going to be some days that you cannot. You can't. And I could only imagine Prophet Randy. You know, I know that there's some days that he just wishes that he can take a month vacation, but he doesn't, you know. He continues doing what God has called him to do, whether things look good or they don't look good, because he knows who he is serving. So continue praying, and those that are feeling led to come on the show or have their show of their own, and pray about it and be faithful.
Yes,
pray
ma'am.
About it and be faithful. And because there's people that need it, people that really need it out there. Amen. So I just pray it grows, it grows. And we have more people. a little flavor of this and that, you know, like Baskin Robbins.
I really enjoyed you guys. Daniel, I enjoyed you too. I get so uplifted when I hear your voices. I just don't say anything. I like listening because he said, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So,
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We're blessed to have you on. Be blessed. All right, Miss Barbara. God bless you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. 951-966, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Regina.
Miss Regina. Okay. Mute yourself, and then we'll tell you when to get back on. Just remember to unmute yourself. Amen. All right. Thank you, Father, for Regina, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I don't know, but I just saw your hand stick out and reaching out to a child. And you're reaching your hand out to that child is what I saw.
there's a child that needs you, and you're reaching out to that child. It's a small child. And you're just like, walk with me. Come on, walk with me. And I feel like the Lord is using you somehow to touch that child's life. And so almost like a mentor, like you're mentoring that child. Or maybe it's somebody that's in an early walk with the Lord. I don't know. But that's what I saw. It's like I saw your hands reaching out. And I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, for what you're moving in Regina, Father God, touching her and using her, Father God, that no matter how old, how young, Father God, what nationality, whatever they are, you use her to help them, to mentor them, to lift them up. And we thank you, Father, what you're doing in that child that I see, Father God, either in their spiritual life or even actually physical health. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that. We ask you to give her wisdom. Give her wisdom, Father God. I think my daughter forgot. She's calling me now. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in her life. We thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I see you walking with that child. Like you extended your hand and you're like, come on, this is the way we're going to go. It's just that's the picture that I'm getting. Daniel, do you have anything for Regina?
Not at the moment. I'm good.
Okay. So it may be a person spiritually that's needing mentoring, that's needing guidance. Or it could be a child, an actual child. I don't know, but that's what I saw. So I thank you, Lord, for Regina in Jesus' name. Regina, are you there?
I am here.
All right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
I think that would there's someone on my job that's a new Christian.
Oh.
So she asked me a lot of questions. So that's the first person she came to mind.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm thinking. Yes.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
She does,
that makes sense now.
Yeah. We exchanged numbers and still text me in. So.
Yeah, it's you extending your hand.
Help her.
So
yeah.
it's not that figure extending the hand to you. It's you extending the hand. You know, this is the way we're going to go. Come on. It's almost like, you know, a frightened little child that needs guidance.
Yeah, she was.
Wow,
she was having a hard time, like last year. And so I did take her to church. I invited her over, like, meet me at church. This is what we're doing. Go to breakfast, go to church. And she said that was the first time she's gone in a long time, like years.
Mm-hmm.
So she went and she's been just been reading her Bible more, which she hasn't been doing in a long time. So I think this is the person that you're referring to. That's the one that comes to mind.
Wow. Well, it's definitely
it
from
myself.
The Lord.
I don't want to sound like that. Yeah, I'm like,
no,
wait,
it's
I don't
definitely
sound
from
like
the
I'm
Lord.
I'm taking credit for it. Okay, yes, okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's definitely from the Lord because that's what the Lord is giving me. So it's definitely from Him. He's leading you to do this. We don't do anything on our own.
Yeah, so if it's something I wouldn't usually do, it's not my you know, not really.
It's like, leave me alone, you bother me. It has to be the Lord.
Yeah, for her, it's like, you know, some people will say things at work, like, you know, you're friends with her? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, kind of look like, okay, kind of odd. you know, like, yeah, no, we're friends. I invited her over, and she had a baby, so I babysat for her. But still, it's this opportunity to really invite her to church.
Yes.
Just to try to help her, yeah.
So definitely yeah, that is young. What it is, what I was seeing. It's like a mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we all need to do that as the Lord leads, you know, because you can't do it on your own on your own strength, because it'll be a mess, because some of these people come with a lot of baggage, and you need the Lord to guide them. But but it ends up being a beautiful thing. It does.
Yes.
It does. It ends up being a beautiful thing, and then their lives get so much better, and that's the joy that you know that we receive in return when we see them doing well and okay, and then walking on their own. That is such a reward, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get you.
Yeah,
I get
you. Like
wow,
her.
That's
I actually like her. Yes.
Like a spiritual.
I do have
woman.
A testimony.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I do have a testimony from my daughter. So my daughter had, just to make a long story short, she got a job 6 months ago, and that job kind of took her away from participating in church because the hours changed, and then the weekend, she started working weekends. So she was telling me last week, Mom, I just made up in my mind and my heart that I'm not going to work around church. I'm going to let my job go around church. Like, I'm going to put church first. So she said, I'm going to quit this job. I don't care. I'm just going to, I need to get back into church. So this week, God opened a door for her that she got an interview. She got the job. It's like a couple blocks from church, and the hours will work perfectly. So she can work Monday through Friday. She's able to go to Bible study, choir practice, and she's off on the weekend, so she's able to start singing on Sundays again.
Oh,
that
lovely.
Was this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, praise God, yes.
Yeah, praise God. He was definitely had his hand on that.
Yes.
And she even said it. She brought it to my attention. She's like, Mom, look. Look what God did. She said, I know it's only God. Because I was going to take another part-time job. And that part-time job told her that something about she didn't get a good reference, which didn't make sense. But she said, but when that job shut down, God had already opened up this other job, so I wasn't supposed to take that part-time job. So I was like, wow, look at God, you know. She's able to see it herself. So I was all excited about
that.
But I know it's God. Oh. Only the hands of God that just worked it all out.
Yes, that's definitely God's hand. Wow, I love it. I love it. That's a testimony.
Yes.
Wow.
It is. She's so excited. I was excited. I'm like, wow, just like all in 1 week, like within days. I'm like, wow, like that is God.
And then as a mother, the joy you feel has got to be tremendous. Watching your daughter having, you wondered if she listened. She listened to you.
Yes.
And now she's speaking it herself. Amen.
Amen. Exactly. Because you do wonder.
What
like,
joy.
Even here, because I have three. And it's like, right. Like, Lord, do they listen? Because, you know, it doesn't always seem like they do. So, like, Lord.
Yeah. There's a joy.
Like, yes, Lord.
Like, yes,
the other two
are
coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. I know they're here. So, yes.
Thank
I'm
you,
all excited. Jesus. Just so excited about it.
Amen.
All right.
So give God all the all the praises. That's nobody but him.
Yes.
We have
and if you guys
to do with
need
it.
Prayer, anybody out there needs prayer for their children, there's a lot of people here that can pray. We understand.
Yes.
We understand about what it is to pray for children. we've got to do our share. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody but God.
Oh, that's
I'm
awesome.
Like, wow, Lord.
I love that. Oh, I mean,
well,
I bet you were tickled.
She comes to me like, God opened this door, Mom. Look what God did. I'm like, wow, he did. That is God. That's God.
Did you do a Holy Ghost dance?
Yes, we were so excited. Like, yes, Lord, I know that's you. Not me, not her.
Wow.
We can't even take credit for it. We can't even.
That's right.
There's no I in this. That is God, you know. It's nobody but God.
I love testimonies. I love that's why I always ask everybody, do you have a testimony? I love listening about, because it also encourages me and encourages other people that are listening, and they're like, well, if they're a child of God and I'm a child of God, if he did it for her, he's going to do it for me. I'm no less
Amen.
Of a child. And so, you know, God's going to do
yeah.
the same thing too. Wow.
I
love it.
A lot
I love it.
Prayer, and I'd be tapping into it like, okay, I tapped into that, Lord. I agree with them. I receive that too. So yeah, listen. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten about last
time
week.
I listened.
Did you remember the song? You probably thought, oh, she's gonna forget.
No, I do remember the song. It's by Jonathan Nelson.
Jonathan Nelson. Okay.
Mhm. And it's My Name Is Victory.
Can we hear it?
Are you going to see it?
You
can.
You
can
said,
I just,
you
okay, I can read the words to you.
That's
I sing in the choir. Sure.
So you can't cheat. You told us you
okay.
would sing for us. All right.
Okay. It says the words are. It says, I've got evidence. I got confidence, I'm a conqueror, I know that I win, I know who I am. God wrote it in his plan for me. And it says, the other part goes, God gave me authority to conquer the enemy. He wrote in my destiny that my name is Victory. He said that I've overcome. I know that I've already won. He wrote in my destiny that my name is Victory. Oh, 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 oh. My name is Victory. That's the song, pretty much.
Awesome. Oh, that's
awesome,
a good
yes.
song.
Yeah.
That
nice.
Is a good song. I love the lyrics. Good job.
The words are good. But yes, Jonathan Nelson. That's his name.
Jonathan, I gotta write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Nelson. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, you got a lot of stuff this week. That's great.
Okay. Yes.
So you're
oh,
praying strong
yes.
for your family.
1 week.
Wow.
Yes.
See, prayer warrior,
yes, yes.
I saw that last yes. week. I remember it stayed with me. I saw, remember when I said that I had seen you walking that path and like kicking some obstacles
mm-hmm.
and that
yes.
it was like light boxes. I was like, whoa. Wow.
And we've prayed for your daughters in the past, right? I remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Triple A's.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow. See what happens when we gather together? We gather together.
Yes, whenever
and we pray about something.
See something
mm-hmm.
I said, whenever I see something I don't like, it's like, okay, Lord, I can't think of negative. I got to look for the promises in the word. No matter what I see, that's not the end of the story. That's not the way it's going to be. So I have this little, it's called the Bible Promise Book.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, it has the scriptures, like, for different situations already like, categorized. just kind of, yeah, so then just, I'll just pray those scriptures, like, okay, Lord, this is what, this is your promise about this situation. So that's what I'm standing on, my promises, my promise book, scriptures.
That's good, standing on the promises of God's word. And that is a good foundation. It's immovable. God's gonna do what he says he's gonna do. He's not like man that changes.
Instead of putting my word, my mouth on it, like, okay, Lord, forgive me. I gotta go back and, you know, this is what you say.
That's good stuff. Yum, yum. Wow, you tasted and seen that the Lord is good this week. Wow, that's good.
God is, yes. Yes, God is good. Yes. So excited.
Dan, do you have anything for Regina?
No, I think she blessed us this evening, so we're good.
No. We always end up being blessed by you all. Wow. All right. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Share with us?
No, I just had to tell you that. I just was waiting to tell you
that. Thank you.
You share that testimony.
Thank you for that song. That was very good. I like that. That ministers. It's a good song that's ministering to people. Well, we thank you, Lord, for Regina. We thank you for her family. Lord, help her daughter to continue spending time with you in the Word and in church. And Lord, I pray that you be connected with the right people, that you give her divine connection, Lord. Father God, and anybody that tries to come near, Father God, to just, you know, be used by the enemy of any way, form, or fashion. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, you remove them from her path. And I pray also for those that are listening that have children, that the same would happen for their children too. And we thank you for all those here on TGN, Father God, that you're just touching their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their family members, Lord, nieces and nephews, Lord. We just pray that, Father God, you touch them all in the name of Jesus, and you draw them in, that you help them to grow in you. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Regina, that was awesome. Oh, that was awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God
you. God bless you.
You have a strong week.
God bless you.
God bless you, Tiff. God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. I took my glasses off. I should have left them on. All right. Okay. All right. Another 111111. Your name and where you're from.
This is Rod from Virginia.
Rod from Virginia?
Yes, Randy.
Oh, Rob. Okay. All right. One, Randy.
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie. Okay, Robbie. Can you mute yourself? It makes it easier for us. It's kind of slow on PCS. All right. All right. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for Robbie. Thank you, Lord, that the things that the enemy has taken from him, that, Father God, that you will restore. That you will restore, that what the enemy has stolen from him, that you will restore. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you would just show Robbie any open door that may have allowed the enemy to take advantage of him, Father God. We just pray and we ask you, Father God, right now that you would help Robbie to close those doors. And we ask you to close those doors, never to open up, and that the enemy will leave in Jesus' name, never to return in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, that you give Robbie wisdom and help him, Father God. There's a scripture that's bubbling in me. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We thank you, Lord, because he's learning this. We thank you, Lord, because the enemy will not trick him into this, because the enemy is a trickster. Thank you, Lord. Hiraboko shotolo bakiriri andoro no koriri atara wakara basonda na makai. Ora makasotanda na makiriri andana na korori andara makai. Ora makara bichinda na makiriri andara makai. All things work out together for God, for your good, Ravi, because you believe in God and you know that God will turn things around for your good. And what the enemy meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for your good. And so no matter what the enemy did, what the enemy did is going to turn out together for your good. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your words, because what you learn, you always teach. You teach. You pass it on so that other people will be blessed by what God has blessed you with. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Yiraboshu tolo bikirini andala makai. Yirabakoshu tala makai. Daniel, do you have anything for Ravi?
Yeah, it took me to Psalm 112:7. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. Amen.
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
You have to do. You know what you have to do, Robbie. You're doing exactly what you have to do. Amen.
Wow. Okay, Robbie. Unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hey, Robbie. How
yes.
are you?
That was right on time.
Okay.
Right on time. Praise God, right on time. God knows. He definitely knows. Right on time.
Thank you, Jesus. But it's going to be together for your good. So no matter what the enemy tries, God is on our side. God turns it even around together for our good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have a testimony for us this week?
Testimony?
Mm-hmm. You know I love testimonies.
I just say that you know, God is good. I would say
all
that this, you know, this, yes, this new year came with some surprises, some unexpected surprises, but I still believe what God has said, and I'm still holding on to that.
Sometimes it's the enemy trying to make us believe something else so that we can join in agreement with him. But when God says that something is for us and that we're blessed and that we have favor, the enemy doesn't like it and tries to make it look like it's not like that. But we
yes.
have to be careful with our mouths and not step in and join the enemy, but just rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the enemy and stop him from trying to pull us to the wrong side.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because I was sitting during this week. I had some time off from my assignment, and I was just kind of sitting, and I just heard the Lord speak this word to me, and he said, "The enemy loves to come in to divide. His tactic is to try to come in to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because if he can divide, it weakens everybody, and the unity is what makes us strong to come against him, and he doesn't like that.
The one thing that I still hold to is that we can't stop God's plan. But I realize that if we allow him to enter in through whatever avenue, then he can slow some things down for us, but he can't stop what God, he can't stop God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the only one that can stop it is us by joining the enemy's, you know, speaking what the enemy wants us to speak. We have to be careful with that.
And so the Lord has spoken to me earlier this week that we have to join in and cooperate with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said we have to join in, cooperate with him. He said stop the lies, stop the division, stop the selfishness, and join in with him.
Matter of fact, let me
read it because I have recorded, and I want to give it verbatim the way the Lord gave it to me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Oh yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to pull it up because I recorded it on my phone.
I don't think we'll be able to hear it if it's from your phone. Maybe on another device through your phone, that would work. But I don't think it'll allow you to.
I can plug up a microphone to my phone, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what he gave me this week.
Okay.
Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. He says, as the body of Christ, he wants us to know that the external of what we see is not the way it's going to be. But he says to the body of Christ, let him do his work and cooperate with him. No more games, no more lies, no more religion, no more division, and no more selfishness, but one body in motion, says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Well, yeah. We have to get ready and all those things.
have to go. Because he is a holy God and he wants us to be holy just like he is. So those things are not holy. Wow. Amen. So do you have anything you want us to pray about?
Yes. That the Lord will just continue to strengthen me throughout this process, and that I will continue to hold what he has already spoken to me, and that I will not allow what I see to determine what I believe.
Yeah.
And then, and also,
oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And also that my heart will remain right before the Lord, and that I will not allow my heart to be impacted by what has and things that have been taking place, but that I remain with the heart of love and walk in love and just, you know, continue until I see the manifestation of the Lord.
Amen. Daniel, would you like to pray for our brother?
Yes, I got it. Father God, we lift up our brother Robbie, Lord. Lord, you've heard his plea right now, Father God. And Lord, we stand with him, Lord, as he faces these challenges that the enemy is targeting him from many different ways, Father God. Lord, we ask that you fill him with your divine energy, Father God, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, Lord. Whatever it takes at this point, Lord, let him stand firm, Father God, in your word, Lord. He believes your word. He writes down your words, Father God. He's listening to you, Lord. And no matter what comes at him, Father God, and whoever says things or any of that nature, Father God, you know, protect him, Father God. Keep him under your wings, Lord. No matter what arrows come at him, Father God, they're just going to be bouncing off, Father God. You know, he believes your word, Lord. He knows your word, Father God. And we'll stand with our brother, Lord. And just to allow him to get through this tough time, Father God, that his heart is acceptable to those that are trying to hurt him, Lord. It's hard for us to pray for those that come against us, Lord. But that's what you say is our greatest test. That's a test of our faith, to pray for those that have come against us, Father God. And Father God, we just stand with our brother Robbie here as he, you know, praise for those that, you know, are trying to sway him, Lord, that they're lost and they're trying to take him. But, Lord, he knows his place, Father God. He knows what you've done for him. He stands by the word that what you will do for him, Father God. And, Lord, we just know that, you know, good things are coming, Father God. That's why the enemy's attacks are strong right now, is that, you know, there's the blessings are around the corner. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that, but, you know, when the trials come, then the blessings are going to be that much greater for all of us, Father God. Father God, I think I stand with my brother and some of the things that Carmen and I were talking about earlier, Lord, that I've faced, and I've seen your hand work, Father God. I've seen you remove people that were trying to do the wrong things, Father God. You've actually removed them completely from the path, Father God. And, Lord, I just ask that you also do the same for my brother, that you remove those that have come against him, Lord, and all those people that just don't believe in you, Father God, that he still know that there are a lot of us that still that believe in you, Lord, have seen your work, Father God. Oh, God, show my brother, Lord, your presence, Father God. Let him feel your presence, Lord. This evening, Father God, lift all burdens off of him, Lord. And once again, your shalom, Father God. It's a peace of you, your Lord. Just be around him, Father God. He has such a restful sleep this evening, Lord, that he's going to feel, he'll just feel your presence, Father God, there with him. Lord, we just ask all this in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Bobby, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'm just so thankful that the Lord confirms. He always confirms. And I thank God for the prayers, because I felt the peace of God coming through those prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 You'll have a restful sleep this evening.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Robbie. I hope it's not the last time that you call, and call in next time with testimonies and as the Lord leads you, all right? Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you all too as well.
God bless you.
All right. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to say, Daniel?
No, I'm good. I just know that he's going to, tomorrow morning, you'll know how good you're going to feel. The Lord's going to take over this evening for you.
Amen. Would you like to close us out in prayer? I don't have any more callers. I had somebody, but I guess they hung up. That's it. Would you like to close out the show in prayer?
Me?
Yeah.
Father God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we thank you for all the faithful listeners that called in, Lord. We thank you so much for those testimonies, Lord. We thank you so much for what you're doing, Father God, and that you're able to use us, Lord. And it's not us. It's not Carmen. It's not me. Lord, you give us these signs, Lord, that we would have no idea. What we're even saying sometimes, we hesitate out of not really knowing where to go with it, Lord. But it is from you, Father God. And I know our listeners understand that it's not us, it's you, Father God. All the glory goes to you, Lord. And Lord, we just love to see your work. We love to see, just like Regina's daughter, Lord, what an awesome encouragement for any parent, Lord. That's the blessing that I think all of us, just long for, Father God, that have one of our children just give you the honor and the glory, Father God. That's almost brings tears, Lord, that the humbleness from that. And Father God, we just ask that you cover all of our listeners, Lord, even those that couldn't join us this evening, Father God, all the PGN family and the extended family, Father God, protect them, Father God, from any attacks that they may have from the enemy, seen, unseen, and just, be covering them, Father God, for there's a lot of challenges before us, all of us, Lord. Give us that strength to pray for our enemies, Father God. Give us the strength to stand firm in your word, Lord, and, maintain that our faith stay as strong as possible, Father God. I ask you to bless all of our listeners spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially, Lord. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. There's a caller on the line. If you need ministry, you can pray, raise your hand. We still have time. If you don't, well, then we'll close the show. Give you a few minutes. All right. I guess you just want to listen, so that's okay. All right, everybody. Well, you have a wonderful week this week. Be blessed. And continue praying for PGN and Prophet Randy. And we thank you for calling. And God bless you all. God bless. Good night.
God bless.